One, two, three, ho!
Good afternoon, Little Ark Arkansas.
Good afternoon.
This is J Stone Vintage Soul here on. You got to get up to the mic, Lauren. This is J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. We are here each and every Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on KABF Terrestrial Radio. You can also hear us in podcast form. We are on all your favorite podcast outlets. This week is Arkansas Peace Week. So this is our Arkansas Peace Week edition of the show. Our first annual Arkansas Peace Week edition. Arkansas Peace Week kicked off That was Sunday, right?
Yes.
Kicked off on Sunday, September 20th, over at Allsat Park. Which in and of itself is interesting.
Saturday.
That was Sunday?
It was Sunday, yeah.
Yes, it was.
They did something Saturday, though. Didn't it kick off Saturday? The day before?
No. Okay. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I may be wrong.
And I'm on the board, so I guess I should know those things.
You should. For sure.
I've pretty much had my head down trying to... I got three papers that I had to write over the last week. Law school ain't a joke. All right.
Save you.
Anything you want to say before we go ahead and get this show started?
I'm Ia.
I'm Lauren the Jazzy Leo.
Yes.
Lauren the Jazzy Leo.
Hear him roar.
You had some homework to do over the last week as well. You got a lot of certificates that you've been racking up. First grade certificates, too.
Yeah, baby.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get this show started. This is Arkansas Peace Week. And also, yesterday was the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Yes.
Shaping peace together. Let's get it started.
All right. What about it? Well, 1 million be enough. Better get two. Well, since the man got three, we better well use the three. You understand? For all three of them. Yeah, we use the three. Take them on home, Brad. Take them. Get up. Get the duck together.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said because in general, I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed. Because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex. But all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and went storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard the sumbitch. Now, all of a sudden, he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary. They took the dignity from the dignitary. They took the secrets from the secretary. But they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. Got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery.
What you gonna do?
Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary.
Say, what you gonna do?
We hounded the Ayatollah religiously. Bombed Libya and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians. Watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the armies, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
One, two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Work for peace. Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace. Peace ain't gonna be free. We got to work for peace. If you believe in peace, got to go to work. They got folks out there.
Commercial, but it's a matter of fact that there are thousands of children all over the world in Asia and Africa and in South America who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. This is a song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone got to go to work. Work for peace. Spirit say work.
Thank you. are listening to KABF 88.3, The Voice of the People. This is Jade Stone, Vintage Soul. And this funky rhythm in the background is Dove by Commande. I think that's how you pronounce that. Commande 19 was released in 1972. No wonder it's so funky. And before that, you were listening to Work for Peace by Gil Scott Heron. And that was on the Spirits label. 1994 was its release. Hope you like this funky groove. Baba.
And again, this is Arkansas Peace Week. Here on J Stove Vintage Soul, here on KABF 88.3 FM, The Voice of the People. When you get an opportunity, go check out ArkansasPeaceWeek.com. Hold on. Yeah, ArkansasPeaceWeek.com/events so that you can know what's going on this week.
Yes.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to keep everything flowing. This is the first day of fall. So we want to tell everybody happy autumnal equinox.
Yes.
We're going to give you a little music to get into the groove for the autumnal equinox.
Thank you.
back to KABF and I produce the rest of the people.
Alright, that was Lauren the Jazzy Leo.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yes. And this beautiful, whimsical music that you're listening to is Celestial Strut, I believe, is what we're listening to. Soul Strut 2015. Or Solstice by Brian Bennett, Voyage and Journey into Discord. And that was 1978. We'll get it right. Today is voting, the first day. Today is the National Voter Registration Day, and need to be trying to figure out what you're gonna do. Have you voted? Have you registered to vote? And if not, what's keeping you? What's your barrier? And if you need some assistance, there are plenty of hotlines and places you can go to, and people willing to assist you with voter registration. You can definitely contact your local county clerk's office, and they will assist you and give you some resources. Also, we have been doing our first series of VREP, Voter Registration Education and Participation. We did our first film that is a series up until October that will be going on. Up until Election Day, I'm sorry. And so we're really excited about that. And we had One Vote was the film that we showed on Sunday evening with some really, really major important people, and it was such a beautiful film, and really appreciated being able to converse with them about the film and their current work in this pandemic.
If you go to the APJMM YouTube page, you'll be able to watch that. It was like a 75-minute panel discussion, which was really good. But
yes,
Tying voting into Arkansas Peace Week, the way you truly bring peace, because peace and justice go together.
Yes.
You can't have peace without justice.
Absolutely.
You can't have justice without peace.
Right.
And in order to affect that, you got to have the right people in the right places as far as elected officials are concerned.
That's
and
right.
A lot of the people that are currently occupying elected positions are ones that are, because of their actions and because of their policies, they're really anti-justice and they're really anti-peace. So
right.
It's very important that you register. It's very important that you vote. And it's very important that on November the 4th, you continue mm-hmm. your activism, because voting is a process.
That's right.
Part of a process. Mm-hmm. It's not an event.
That's right.
All right. Second of three halves.
Mm-hmm. You know what we do. We're going to get started with the purple one, of course. You're listening to J-Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Time. I'm scared, 'cause every time this energy between us. Let's just go somewhere we can funk. I'm just in positive funk. I'm back in peace and anybody's gone. I'm high on calm, I'm on the floor. I'm just a wicked funk. Thank you.
You're listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. We're coming to you live somewhere in Pulaski County from the Jade Stone Bunker.
Man, you are listening to Happy by Sandra Nkeki. And that is from the Mansari album, and that's a 2008 release. And before that, you were listening to the one and only Prince, We Can Funk. And the album was Graffiti Bridge, 1990 was its release.
Indeed, indeed. And this is Arkansas Peace Week throughout the entire state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Like I said, go to ArkansasPeaceWeek.com to look at some of the several events that are part of Arkansas Peace Week. We do have the Civil Rights Institute Mentoring Initiative that starts today. Mm-hmm. And that's over at the Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site, where they're having conversations with America's youth. And Osiris is...
He's going to be a part of that.
He's on the forefront of that. Mm-hmm. Tonight at 5 o'clock, the Arkansas Coalition for Peace and Justice will be doing their program, our program, on KABF 88.3 at 5 p.m., like I said. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Ooh, they have on the calendar Blacks Blues Black with Maya Angelou.
Yes.
That does start tonight. Mm-hmm. And that will be going every Tuesday and Thursday for the next...
Just October.
3-4 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, throughout October. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And there's some other things on the calendar. I like this Thursday event, 7 p.m. on Thursday. The Baha'i Center of Little Rock will be hosting a forum called Is Peace Possible? Mm-hmm. And then on Friday at 2 p.m., One Planet Peace Forum 2020. And also at 6:30 p.m. it will be Feed the Hungry, where Arkansas Peace Week will go out and feed the hungry throughout Central Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And Saturday we have the Arkansas Peace Week mural painting, and we had a situation with the mural. They did it again.
Yeah, they did it twice. One of our former students that we worked with the memory project, Deja Cooper, was who has graduated. I think she graduated last year with Zia and everyone, and is now in college. Of course, is here because of COVID and everything, and it's one of the
you
seven
say COVID street... like that's one of your friends or something.
No, I was just laughing.
Susie and COVID. And...
Yeah, the COVID. That's the name now, the COVID. But seriously, she it's one of the 7th Street, I believe, artists.
Yes.
Over in that area, painting that wall, creating murals with other artists. And her mural was one that was vandalized, and it was a feminine or female empowered, a woman empowered a mural about women who have experienced violence in some way, whether it was sexual violence, medical violence, or some type of police brutality and violence. And the name of the mural is Ain't I a Woman? And it was, they have it up, but it was vandalized twice. And you have to wonder, you know, it's kind of hard to even think about, because as an artist or a person who, in different art form, but art is art and it's different genres. And so you don't go and deface another person's work. I mean, it's really, if you want to
it's
use
really
the term,
sad.
Sacrilege.
Sacrilege.
In a way
that's even better than sad.
Really, because it's, you know, a person's gift is their work. It's coming from them. and it's coming from a very pure place. And so too, it's like an artist painting over another artist's work. You know what I mean? Like, they have it up already, but they come and they like add to it and paint over it. It's almost just as bad, but even worse. You erase the essence of the artist when you do that. Yes, you have to hold on a second. But we just want you to support Asia. And so her, with all of the art, paint, brushes, sweat, blood, sweat and tears put into murals and artwork. We know how that struggle is. Her Cash App, if you want to support her, is Asia Cooper. And so
you might want to spell it. Is it?
It's AJ, like Asia. Nice. Yeah, AJA and then Cooper, COOPER. And you can also go to her Instagram or go to her Facebook page, or you can go to Washita Foothills Youth Media Arts and Literacy Collective, and there we have her information there, and you can go and support her because we will. And so we want to just say, make peace. It's not so bad that you have to deface art and murals and things like that. So we're glad that the artists came together to help her restore this very important piece.
For a second time.
And so this is, and you know, there's a lot of activists who are saying it, but I totally agree that this is a hate crime. Because to deface a mural of something expressing social acts of activism is, to me, also a hate crime. So we just wanted to give that information, and we are going to keep going with the music in hopes
We're not going to go with the music because okay. Lauren wanted to give a weather report.
Just looked outside. We got our meteorologist,
said, hey,
Lauren the Jazz and Leo here.
Can I give a weather report? So go ahead and give
your
weather
baby boy.
Mama, it's another hurricane coming.
Oh, wow. No way.
Actually, what is this, the third week in a row we've been on the air, and it's been potential hurricane weather. They downgraded to a tropical depression. Mm-hmm. But we've been through so many hurricanes that we are now in the Greek alphabet because we went through all the A to Z names, and we're in the Greek alphabet. So Lauren was talking about how it's dark and looks wet outside. So, yeah, it looks like this. We're headed that way. It's going to be a rough, because global warming ain't a joke. But with that, we need to go ahead and get back into the show, get back into the music. We have our final set before we go off the air. And our final set, we'll let it speak for itself. You listen to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF. 88.3 FM, the voice of the people.
I can't be a pessimist because I'm alive. To be a pessimist means that you agree that human life is an academic matter. So I'm forced to be an optimist. I'm forced to believe that we can survive whatever we must survive.
The table about to turn. The table about to turn. The table about to turn. Flipping through my timeline, trying to get my mind right. My city cried out, I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. Looking with my Crisco, look at what my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Got a new agenda with a new dream. I'm kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. America, you a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole world about to testify. And the table's about to, the table's about to turn. Turn. Ain't gonna stop until it. Turn.
When they got that chrome, yeah. One too many t-shirt, put that paint up in a song. Taylor up for you, damn Brianna, now you gone. This for all the soldiers and the lost queens. We just tryna bring hope to the real streets. Plotting on the low, watch out for they schemes. We just tryna live, but they just wanna
say her name, say her name, say her name. If you won't change, say her name, say her name. If you feel a pain, say her name, say her name. Breonna Taylor, say her name, Breonna Taylor. We got our hands in the air and they still kill us. We say we can't breathe, they say they can't feel us. Every person from the ghetto ain't a drug dealer, and every cop with a badge ain't a killer.
What are we to do when it ain't safe up in our home? Yeah. Five bucks down the door, but they only tough when they got that chrome. Yeah. One too many t-shirt, put that paint up in a song. Taylor up for you, damn Brianna, now you gone. This for all the soldiers and the lost queens. Whoa. We just tryna bring hope to the real streets. Whoa. Plotting on the low, watch out for they schemes. We just tryna live, but they just want us to bleed.
We only protest, cause we want justice. We out here fighting for our rights, and they still arrest us. Them rubber bullets, man, they really hurt. I'm just tired of seeing people look like me up in the dirt.
What are we to do when it ain't safe up in our home? Five bucks down the door, but they only tough when they got that chrome. Yeah. One too many t-shirt, put that paint up in a song. Taylor up for you, damn Brianna, now you gone. For all the soldiers and the lost queens. Whoa. We just tryna bring hope to the real streets. Whoa. Plotting on the low, watch out for they schemes. We just tryna live, but they just wanna
say her name, say her name, say her name. If you won't change, say her name, say her name. If you feel a pain, say her name, say her name. Breonna Taylor, say her name, say her name. Breonna Taylor. Yeah, you know Black Lives Matter, man. We losing so many to bad cops. I ain't saying all cops are crooked. We just saying no justice, no peace. We stand on what we believe in. Shout out to 2X. Shout out to everybody in Louisville. Shout out to Breonna Taylor family. We stronger together. She brought us together. Now it's equality and unity forever. Say her name.
Say her name. You're listening to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. Today, the grand jury is supposed to come back and give a presentment on whether or not charges will be filed against the officers that murdered Breonna Taylor. One thing we need to do about peace is we have to ensure that there is justice.
Yes.
There is no peace without justice.
That's it.
And if you know, one thing is the governor of it's Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
The governor of Kentucky has declared a state of emergency for the entire state.
He better.
Anticipating that the grand jury will not.
He better.
Oh, you just did the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy. I forgot what I
was. Come on, man. It's serious.
No, but they're anticipating that fallout for the Rodney King when they did not bring charges against the officers in Rodney King. They think that Kentucky is getting ready to burn down.
Kentucky better come correct.
Yeah.
That's all.
and he's right for doing a state of emergency because
they have the National Guard and the state police all on standby, and they put barriers around all of the government buildings throughout Kentucky.
The entire country is in a state of emergency right now.
Yes.
And even if whatever happens in Kentucky will happen in other states because of the outrage that is happening right now. Just trust and believe that Kentucky is it's not the only state that will be in outrage.
Indeed.
So for sure, you were listening. That song Say Your Name was by Master P.
Master P.
No Limit Chronicles 2020. He's back, y'all, featuring DeCarlo. And before that, you were listening to Tables by Janelle Monae, a.k.a. Django Jane. I'm sorry.
Django.
The Django Jane is her, I guess that's her rap name, but I love it.
Yeah, and it's about time for us to get out of here.
Yeah.
Next week is a special week. The descendants of the Elaine Race Massacre will be doing an event to mark the 101 anniversary of that tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will have a guest, Lisa Gilbert, who is one of the descendants. She'll be on with us. We will be in the radio
studio KABF
next week.
We will not be broadcasting live from the J Stone Palace, but we definitely will be in the studio
location.
With Lisa. So we're really excited about that. And thank you guys for listening. I did brush my teeth this morning. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you do. Continue the social activism that's going on. Continue to push for peace and justice because that's what it's about. We can't have justice if we don't have peace. Okay? And we can't have peace if there is an absence of justice. So we want you to remember that. Remember, today is national election registration to vote. So please go register. Seek some assistance if you need that. It is out there for you.
And we just received a message from Omar Epps. He'll be hosting the Unrig Summit tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. It's a virtual summit for young people dealing with racial justice.
Okay, awesome.
You can go to Unrig, U-N-R-I-G summit.com, and it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight.
Awesome. So we thank you and appreciate you. For those who are incarcerated or formerly incarcerated, we send you love, peace, and as much strength as we can send. Stay strong. We also want to shout out Brother Knowledge Himself. Stay strong, brother. Peace and love to you. And find your Sesame Street to everyone, wherever you are. We appreciate you. Stay strong. Be kind. Peace and love.